The Watermark Arts Center in Bemidji is now open with limited hours of Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Masks are required for both visitors and workers, so if you're planning to visit, plan accordingly. If you're uneasy about visiting or trying to protect yourself or a loved one from coronavirus, don't fear, you can still visit their website and tour the exhibits virtually, watermarkartcenter.org. One of the exhibits on display is called Invisible Valley. In 2016, photographer John Pearson captured hundreds of photographs while working as an artist in residence in the Red River Valley in North Dakota. The Invisible Valley exhibit presents a selection of those photographs. He uses an interesting medium of expressing his photographs called photo gravure. How do you say it, John?
Photogravure.
Let it roll off the tongue.
Photogravure.
Okay. That's John Pearson. He's joining us now. Thanks for talking with us today.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I think we need to know what that word means.
Yeah.
First of all.
Well, photogravure is actually a very old process. It goes back a long, long time, and it was used by etchers and photographers and print media going back, I think, even before the 19th century. But the process that I'm using and that contemporary photographers use is actually a polymer photogravure process, and that uses a, instead of a copper etching plate, it uses a steel plate with a polymer coating on it that's sensitive to light.
Wow.
And this particular plate is then run through an etching press, and it transfers the image from the plate onto the art paper.
So it's not just snap a picture, get it on the wall, and let's look good. There's a long process to this.
Yeah, but it's a really fun process. Hey.
Sounds like it. You know, when I first heard about you and I first saw it was from North Dakota, my mom, God rest her soul, whenever anybody would say something bad about or how boring North Dakota was, she would get so mad, and my mom never gets mad. North Dakota has its own has its own beauty, she said. She loved North Dakota, and you can see that in your photographs.
Well, thank you. I hope that comes through in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, tell us about Invisible Valley.
Well, Invisible Valley, as you pointed out already, are photos that I took during my residency at the McKenna House that was sponsored by the North Dakota Museum of Art. And I was there for 2 weeks in June 2016 and took hundreds of photos. And from those photos emerged this selection. Now, mostly what I was doing when I was there is I was driving around a lot, and I would visit all these little towns, Inkster and Hoopole and Valhalla, Oslo, Minnesota, Amarado, Larimore, and McKenna itself. And mostly I was kind of poking around, and I would discover what I would consider rather intimate little vistas that I found very engaging, and I saved them. So my task after collecting all these photos has been to winnow them down and to create a selection from those very many.
Boy, that must be a hard process to make those final picks.
Well, I have the help of software, and I use a program called Lightroom. And Lightroom allows you to mark up a lot of images quickly and sort and select. And so from that, you're able to kind of create some direction and some themes.
You know, I'm looking, we have three photographs here on our little sheet, and clouds play a really huge, important part in a photograph, especially in North Dakota because it's so open. But yet you have one of a dirt road and all these cylindrical pine trees on the right side, and there's no clouds in it, and it's just as beautiful as the ones with the clouds.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of funny because when I was there, I wasn't consciously taking a lot of sky pictures. I was actually felt like I was taking a lot of little intimate shots, but After sorting, the sky just comes out.
Yeah.
You know, you have a description of your work that starts with what is being given attention and what is being neglected. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Yeah, because when I'm walking around thinking of photographs, things that catch my eye are things that something's just maybe too perfect or maybe something's not quite right. And those are the things that intrigue me, because those are the things that imply a story. So if something's been neglected, it says something about either the person or the situation. And if something is really front forward and demonstrates pride, that says a lot too. There's a lot of story in these moments.
We're talking to John Pearson. His work is on exhibit at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. It's called Invisible Valley. When did you have an interest in art and photography? When did that begin for you?
Wow, I was a kid artist. My dad brought home typing paper that I would draw on. And I remember asking my parents for a camera that could do close-up photos when I was like 6 years old. And they were like, no.
When did you finally get one?
Well, I got one when I was in art school. I went to the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, and I was taking graphic design. And they said, oh, by the way, you're required to take photography. And so I obtained my first Canon camera back then, and studied photography under Joe Giannetti, who was the photographer for the Guthrie Theater, and I had a really great exposure to photography at MCAD.
So how, as an artist, how has it been for you during this time of COVID?
Well, the time of COVID is really a watershed, I think, for a lot of us, artists and non-artists alike. The place where I do my most of my production work is the High Point Center for Printmaking in Minneapolis. And there's an image in the show called Grassland. And I literally printed that print hours before High Point closed for COVID, and they're reopening next week. So it kind of brought my print production to a standstill. In the meantime, I've been taking photos, but not serious photos, but photos with my iPhone as I walk around my neighborhood. And so I'm looking at creating the series, kind of the COVID walking series. But it's definitely put a crimp in my activity, and I'm excited about getting back into the print studio.
What kind of camera do you use for your normal shots, like the North Dakota pictures?
Those were taken with technical photographers are going to laugh at me, but I use a Canon PowerShot, which is really kind of a point-and-shoot camera.
Yeah.
It does provide a lot of controls if you care to use them, or you can pretty much just shoot with it on automatic. What it does offer is it captures a lot of data into that digital image, and that's really helpful as the photos are processed afterward.
What's more fun, taking the photo or working on the photo?
Boy, that's I never thought of that. I feel like the state of mind of being in photographic state of mind is really an enjoyable experience of the world. But the craftsmanship and the challenges of actually doing the print is its own more creative kind of satisfaction.
Sure.
That's John Pearson. His exhibit, Invisible Valley, is currently at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. You can view his work at Watermark Art Center website, or you can now visit the Watermark yourself Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 5 if you are wearing a mask. John, thank you so much for your time today. It was good to talk to you.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciated it.
You're welcome. You can go to watermarkartcenter.org or call us for more information, 800-662-5799.